Welcome back to AFGE's Inside Government, available on demand at InsideGovernmentRadio.com. We've been joined now by John Adams, the Vice President of AFGE's VA Local 2778 at the Atlanta VA Hospital. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
John, we have you here today at AFGE's National VA Council Convention. Talk to me about some of the training opportunities that exist at gatherings like this.
Well, it's a myriad of training opportunities from the whole gamut. It really, wherever you have an interest, there's going to be something for that you can get involved in and take home. I've been very interested in safety, and I'm going to be taking a couple of courses here on safety. And it's great that we could do business, be here to elect our officers for the VA Council, but also go back with a higher sense of awareness, be better equipped to do the business at the locals.
How important is that to have a training opportunity where you can come and further your knowledge as a union leader?
It's great because you can pick up tools. You can also pick up best practice stories from other people around the countries in the field who can tell you what works and what doesn't work. They can give you roadmaps that you might not be able to get working in an isolated, just at a local area.
Do you find when you're handling perhaps grievances or in conversations with management that these training opportunities, the lessons that you've learned, have served you in those times?
Tremendously. A lot of times you take advantage that management has not been trained. They are not equipped, and they take a posture that just because they show up, that they can be prepared to win. And that usually is not the case. It's the one who's most prepared, most equipped, most trained, and is aware of the options that you can take as a leader to represent your local.
We know, of course, there are a number of challenges facing VA workers. One of the top things that come to mind is what happens with the patient whenever there's understaffing levels at a hospital. What's it like at the Atlanta VA?
Well, I think that the VA is the best example of socialized medicine that you in the world. I think that we are the leaders in health care provided to our veterans, bar none. However, I think there is an attack on federal workers. Much of the staffing issues are created by the policies that is not equipping areas or agencies with the correct amount of human resources. I think it's a guise to contract out a lot of work where that we won't have the ability to hold contractors accountable for the deliverables and the services that they provide for government workers and veterans.
How prevalent is contracting out at the VA?
It's very prevalent. And we're so surprised that there also is a high level of contracting that we're not notified as a local. Until we receive reports from our workers that they're actually contractors that are being brought in. And even times when we have been told by the agency that there was a moratorium on new contract workers. And also in the same time when we're dealing with sequestration and reduction of workers, we find that the agency is moving to increase federal contractors.
You mentioned, of course, sequestration, where the end result was a furlough for federal employees. We also saw a government shutdown, which was another furlough of federal employees. How did that impact you all in the operations at the VA?
Well, it's very limited because we're patient providers, and it would be a political suicide for them to deny caretakers the ability to take care of patients. We're a hospital. We never closed. So none of our employees were sequestered. However, we did get some limited reduction in sequestration with research workers, the ability to do further the research. But the spirit was broken. A lot of times workers feel that America doesn't know their stories of being able to drill down every day and take care of veterans with the amount of care. And then here's a fact. Many of the workers who are employed at the VA are veterans themselves who take pride in taking care of patients because they have an interest in taking care of fellow veterans and they fought the fight for the government.
You mentioned the pride that the workers have in what they do. Talk to me about how serious a notion that is for people who work throughout the VA, but particularly in your hospital in Atlanta.
Oh, it's super serious. I think that most workers who are veterans are joined hip to hip with the veterans. They understand where they come from. They understand their needs because they share their needs.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, and we're here with John Adams, the vice president of AFGE's VA Local 2778. John, like we said at the top, we're at the VA's convention, National VA Council's convention. What does it mean to you to come to an event like this and be around all of your brothers and sisters from the VA to be able to talk about the issues of importance?
It's invigorating. It really encourages you to keep on going. It encourages you to stay ignited on issues. It encourages you to know that you're not alone in this fight. It's a universal fight, and it's a global fight for workers against the reduction of workers' rights around the world.
Do you find that you're able to exchange ideas with one another and maybe come up with new solutions to problems that have existed for a long time?
Oh, yes, tremendously. In fact, there's an underground railroad of sorts that gives information about how management has, what stances they're taking at different stations around, and how the postures of certain human resources or labor relations people, what their strategies were when they were at stations before they got to your station. So it does networking, sharing your stories, sharing your strategies, brings strength to our federation as a whole.
One of the things that we hear, perhaps more prevalent in the media than anywhere else, is this notion that there's a separation between federal government employees and middle-class workers. But as the research has played out, they're very much one and the same. Talk to me about that difference in perception.
Ah, wow. That's only because I think the majority of America gets their version of reality from the mass media. But if you were to go into these communities and watch who is putting money into the community, who is sending their kids to childcare, who's shopping in the stores, who's giving money to the churches, who's building the middle class, you'll find a large percentage of that is impacted in a positive way by federal workers. I think this just episode that we just had that removed a lot of the power or affected a lot of the power of federal workers was a clear illustration of how America needs to work hand in hand with federal workers. If we don't have parks and we don't have safe roads and we don't have safe food, there's no way that we can rely on corporate interests to be responsible providing that. We need someone in between, like federal agencies, to keep the check and balance.
Talk to me about your day-to-day responsibilities as a worker at the VA hospital.
Well, my day-to-day responsibility is I'm an audiology tech, so I repair hearing aids and I provide support to veterans who are hearing impaired. I also, believe it or not, clean out wax for veterans who get ears clogged up with wax. So it's a very exciting job, but sometimes not so romantic.
Talk to me about some of the relationships that you've built with our nation's veterans, serving them in this capacity.
Well, it doesn't go very far. I don't really miss a day where I'm out in the community that I'm not stopped and thanked by some family person, some veteran, because of the positive impact and the level of quality care that we've provided to veterans. We are a stakeholder in that community, and we should remain to be a stakeholder because the veterans are our heroes, and we cannot take that for granted.
What led you to become a federal employee?
Well, I'm a vet, too. I'm an Air Force vet. I come from three generations of war veterans. To tell the truth, I was a single father, and I needed to get benefits. Thank God for the VA and their benefits. So I went from being an entrepreneur to working in a job where I could take care of my family and have quality health care benefits, and that's what brought me to the VA.
And beyond that, then, how does it make you feel to see some initiatives on Capitol Hill that would take away some of those benefits?
It's been a long road with benefits. It's really a smoke and mirrors game that a lot of the conservative atmosphere might be taking against Americans, is that the federal workers have a unfair advantage when it comes to workers' benefits. I don't think that's so. I think that federal workers are here to set a benchmark for the amount of quality service and benefits that Americans deserve.
John, what brought you to the labor movement? Was there a particular event that took place that made you say, I need to be involved?
I think that when I talked to my father, who was a Vietnam vet and retired colonel, about my activity as a labor activist, and he told me when I was a young child, even a toddler, I would be involved on a playground trying to ensure that everyone got their fair share. So it's in my blood. I do believe that everyone deserves a fair share. I think America is a great place to live. I do think that workers have a right, an intrinsic right of as human beings to have a say and a voice in their workplace.
As we, of course, come to the end of 2013 and embark on 2014, what are you hoping to achieve for your local?
I hope to ignite more activists. I hope to define activism in a way that means to set goals and be able to obtain goals. I want to refocus our energies away from just reacting, but being proactive about how do we include the needs of our community and the needs of our workers and the needs of our patients all together in creating a quality work environment.
John, you've mentioned community involvement several times here today, and I'm wondering if you can tell me how you've engaged Local 2778 into the community to be a part of the activities.
Well, AFGE is a part of a larger federation, AFL-CIO. The Central Labor Councils in the area, wherever you live, gives you opportunity to get involved with having a voice locally and in the area. The North Georgia Labor Council in my area has been a tremendous opportunity for our local to get involved and have a voice and to really learn about how labor has a say and has influence on elections.
As we close out here, John, what are your final thoughts today?
I'm just excited about being here, and I'm excited about this type of use of technology, taking interviews, moving it into the digital realm, making podcasts, making it easy for us to pass the word throughout the Federation.
John Adams, Vice President of AFGE's VA Local 2778 at the Atlanta VA Hospital. John, thank you for your service to this country and joining us today on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you to our guests this week, AFGE National President J. David Cox, Council of Prison Locals President Eric Young, and VA Local 2778 Vice President John Adams. I'm your host, Jason Fornicola, and that's The View from Inside Government.